0429 210. We don't have a police report today, but we're taking talkback calls 1300 872 911. We've got Mike on the line at Manunda. Hello, Mike.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm good, Mike. What are you saying?
That's a bad line, but I'll persevere. Listen, mate, I was wondering, I'm bringing up just if you could check up or find out for us, because, you know, on June the 12th, there's the Israelis is hosting a round of the AFL with the Adelaide Crows and the Melbourne Saints.
Yes.
And now, last year, we had three games because of the COVID pandemic. We've got three games up here, and those tickets went on sale like a week before the game.
Okay.
And the, you had to go online.
Mm.
And not only that, they had held back like 5,000 tickets for the Sydney Swans and 4,000 tickets for Melbourne, whoever the two teams were, which basically sold out the Israelis as it went online after in 10 minutes.
Of course.
It happened a couple of years ago too with Midnight Oil. I'm a concert goer. And Midnight Oil, two concerts up at Caranda, went on sale at midnight, sold out in 7 minutes. You know? So this game, I'm an Adelaide Crows fan. I've been for 30-odd years. I've lived up here 30 years, but follow the Crows, and I really want to go to this game. And I've been down to Gazalis and checked out. I'm a member. And I'd like to just, mate, I don't care. I'll go at midnight with my swag and queue up outside the ticket office, you know. But I really want some tickets for this game in June. And I think, you know, being a game here in our city, the tickets would really be for locals, not for southern states, you know. And that's what the venue is, isn't it, you know?
Yeah, there you go, for locals. Let's see what's going on here. Actually, I don't know if he's been listening.
And I was wondering if you could just...
I've got Gary Young on the other line. G'day, Gary.
Morning, John.
Have you got the answer to this, to Mike's question?
I have for this year. The AFL, right at the start of the season, said they were only going to announce blocks of six matches at a time, simply because with the changing environment because of COVID and not knowing exactly what the future may have for us. So we're only going in blocks of six. Unfortunately, our game is in the 13th round, which means we're still a little way off that the actual date and time. We know we have a game on that weekend. The 12th has been the nominated day. That's the Saturday.
Yeah.
But it could be on the Friday night. It could be on the Saturday. It could even be on the Sunday afternoon. I don't know that. I understand your listeners were concerned that he might miss out. A couple of things comparing this year with last year. At present, we can have at least 8,000 people turn up, which last year was only four. That was because of the COVID restrictions. This year, with the seats that are numbered, and we can actually identify the person who sits in a seat when they buy it.
Yeah.
So they say, John McKenzie's in 1A.
Yeah.
That's what you usually get on the plane, isn't it?
that was very quick.
We can sell every seat, fixed seat, with a number on it. On the other area, like the Hill, we can have people at one person to every 2 square metres, which is the same sort of common rule that's in pubs and restaurants and things like that. And that gives us at the moment a total just over, fractionally over 8,000.
Yeah.
If that changes, hopefully it goes up. And if we don't get any more community transmission and whatever, we may be able to get up towards our capacity, which is around about the 12,000 mark. But at this stage, it's 8,000. In terms of tickets being held back, that's not true. There are some allocated to the home club. So if it's in this case, it's a St Kilda home game, they will get an allocation of seats.
Okay.
But it's nothing like half. You know, it's probably going to be 300 or 400.
Okay.
And there'll be a mixture of general admission, lower grandstand and upper grandstand. So it's not like they're going to take half the seats up in the top of the grandstand. So I understand the frustration. I would love to be saying it's on Saturday the 12th at, you know, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
But I can't do that because I don't know. But as soon as we can get an announcement and in a conversation with the AFL, we're hoping we might be able to make that announcement on the 1st of next month.
Oh, okay.
May, about then.
Yes.
So don't hold me to that, but
yes,
that's what the aim is, unless the world changes.
Excellent. That's a wonderful response. Michael, has that answered your questions?
Yes, it does. Just one last one for him.
For Gary.
Gary, sorry. Because of COVID last year, you had a lot of restrictions. You know, I've got an A4 here printout of everything you can bring and can't bring and do. So, would you be allowed to actually bring like a banner, make up a banner? And because I did, you know, 10 years ago with the Wizard Cup pre-season, Port Adelaide played North Melbourne, and I made up a huge banner, like powerful stuff, and went down to the Disraelis for the game, and it was the only banner, and I was on Sports Tonight nationally for a week. So are we going to be allowed to actually bring,
I'm not trying to chop you off there, but let you know, we follow the AFL's rules on that, so it doesn't matter whether you're at the MCG, Gazzaley's, in Darwin, the rules are the same. And I know small banners have been allowed. You can't have those, some of those big monster ones, but
no, I'm not talking about huge,
medium-sized ones. With cheer squads and things like that. So that type of thing's available. There is a preference that they don't have sticks because they can be used as weapons and can be a bit dangerous. But small banners, I remember there was a beauty at one of the games last year, because we got our four games last year. There was one hanging over the fence that said, "Thanks, Danny," in reference to the Victorian Premier shutting down Victoria. Thanks, Danny, for your granny, because we'd been announced as getting the grand final. So that was a clever one from someone in Cairns. I don't know who it was, but that was a ripper. But I hope that answers your question, and we will try and get out through shows like John's, through newspaper, radio, and television as soon as the announcement is, or when we're allowed to announce it. It'll be out through as much media as possible, as well as social media, of course.
And do you have to purchase online? Because I don't do internet banking or anything like that. Because I come down and buy a ticket.
I haven't had that advised to me yet either. I asked that question just yesterday in an email about if you like, touchless ticketing, or can you even buy on the day at the gate? And I haven't got an answer to that one yet, but as soon as we know, we'll be out there. And look, there's always ways and means of getting you a ticket, so it might mean that if you're a member of Gazzaley's, you can come down here or come to my office, we buy you a ticket, and you just give us the cash across the desk, and we'll get you a ticket.
Worries.
Okay.
It should be a good game. Friday, Saturday or Sunday. It'll just be a great, great game.
Well, I'd love to know myself, because it helps us with the organising. I've got to organise security guards, police, AMBOs, all sorts of people to be here, and I don't know what day it's going to be on either yet. So we're as keen as you are to know.
Mike, got to shoot through, but thank you. That's Mike at Manunda, and Gary Young sorting out his issues there. Thanks, Gary.
No worries. Thanks.
Gary Young is the Managing Director of AFL Kensal Gazzaley's, if you like.